Penguin Random House Audio presents Give People Money, How a Universal Basic Income Would End Poverty, Revolutionize Work, and Remake the World. This is the author, Annie Lowry. Introduction: Wages for Breathing. One oppressively hot and muggy day in July, I stood at a military installation at the top of a mountain called Dorasan, overlooking the demilitarized zone between South Korea and North Korea. The central building was painted in camouflage and emblazoned with the hopeful phrase, "End of separation, beginning of unification." On one side was a large open observation deck with a number of telescopes aimed toward the Kaesong Industrial Area, a special pocket between the two countries where, up until recently, communist workers from the north would come and toil for capitalist companies from the south, earning $90 million in wages a year. A small gift shop sold soju liquor made by northern workers and chocolate-covered soybeans grown in the demilitarized zone itself. Don't like them? Mail them back for a refund, the package said. On the other side was a theater whose seats faced not a movie screen, but windows looking out toward North Korea. In front, there was a labeled diorama. Here's a flag. Here's a factory. Here's a Juche-inspiring statue of Kim Il-sung. See it there? Can you make out his face, his hands? Chinese tourists pointed between the diorama and the landscape, viewed through the summer haze. Across the 4-kilometer-wide demilitarized zone, the North Koreans were blasting propaganda music.